Okay, so let's start with, we're going to do the first piece in Kiseitze, Svasamis, or Chassidus part of this. So here we go. It says, Kiseitze l'melchama l'avecha, v'nesanu Hashem l'kecha b'adecha v'shavisa shivyo. So Parsha started off with this sort of challenging idea. What happens? You go into war, and you're victorious. Hashem gives you the enemy into your hand, and you take a captive. And it describes this very dangerous is the wrong word, strange sort of Parsha, which you take this attractive woman, and the Torah gives you a way to basically marry her without marrying her. But in this particular context, he's just focusing on the war against your enemy, and Hashem enables you to win that war, and you take it captive. So, on a deeper level, how do you think the Sifrei Chassidus, I don't know how much you know about Sifrei Chassidus, very good. Isaac's a chassid over here, right? So Isaac knows. So what's the war against your enemy? So we're not just talking about a physical enemy. We're talking about the spiritual enemy we fight every single day. The war, the constant war against the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Never just physical, right? So, and the Torah is then saying that when you fight against the Yetzer Hara, Hashem gives you the ability to beat it, and you take it captive. So what would it mean to take it captive from the Yetzer Hara?
So I was just here yesterday. Rav Adler, where he said, you'll be, davening sometimes, is the Yetzer Tov's, territory, you're davening, and, the Yetzer Hara will, get you then, he'll, do whatever, you'll think of something, or whatever, or, Lashon Hara or something. So, that's the Yetzer Hara coming in when it's time, for the Yetzer Tov. So, it's about, being in, the workplace, and being in the time of the Yetzer Hara, and bringing the Yetzer Tov. You capture the Shivya of the Yetzer Hara.
Brilliant. So, my big base on this, okay? So, that's basically what he's going to say. But the point is that, we're taking captive, what are you doing? You're taking somebody from the enemy, and bringing him into your camp. That's what you're doing. So the Sfas Emes is going to explain how that happens in the realm of our war with the Yetzer Hara. It says, Kibachol davar yesh nekuda chiyas me'ashem yisbarach, this is a big idea in Sfas Emes generally. That every single thing in Chassidus, this is the idea, every single thing that Hashem created has a point of chiyus, of life from Hashem. That there's a way to connect to God through every experience, through everything in the Bria. Whether it is davening to God on Yom Kippur and doing tshuva and repenting and returning and saying sorry for your sins, or whether it's cleaning up after, the gross trash on the floor after you have a party at your house, there's a way to connect to God in that. There's a way to find Hashem in that, to bring yourself closer through that too. But it's hidden. It's hidden. It's hard to find that, right? You look, at somebody shoveling snow, and you don't see how that shoveling snow is going to bring him closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't see it. It's hidden. V'tzar melchama v'avoda. You need to, there is a war. A person needs to fight and to work on themselves all the days of the week. To find that point. Where is God in this? Where is the entry point to Avodas Hashem in this activity? And then Shabbos, right? This is a big idea. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is not just we stop working. Shabbos is when this becomes clear that everything, Hashem is behind everything. And that everything comes from Hashem. It's more obvious. It's more clear. So then comes Shabbos, Shemiskale, and where it's revealed. Hashem Yisbarach Mechaya Kol. The Hashem brings everything to life. This is the idea of Shabbos, that the Jewish people testify to the creation of the heaven and earth. It's not that we say God created the world however many years ago. The point is that God continues to infuse the world and the universe with life. Now, everything is still from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we say when we're on Shabbos. So it becomes clear that everything's from Hashem. Everything's from Hashem. There's a way to gain access to God through everything. But during the week, we need to fight for that. It's not clear. During the week, you need to fight to get that clarity. When he says, Gam b'Shabbos, Bak, if you atircha, va'avoda b'chol. Okay. So he says that's the idea of Erev Shabbos. It says that a person that will that works during the week, a person that puts an effort during the week, eats in Shabbos. But again, your Shabbos experience is only proportionate with how much effort you put in the week to make Shabbos a special day. The more work you put in, the more you get to eat. And he says, Misha Yochel be'er Shabbos. Why just Erev Shabbos? So he says Erev is from the idea of Hisarvos, right? Of things being mixed together, things being confused. This idea of darkness and light, where you can't see God in everything. If you work on that, so then on Shabbos he'll also explain. Okay, so point one, the idea of going to war against your enemy and finding that captive is finding the Nekuda Achios in everything, in every element of life. Okay. He says, in Kol Zeh, Hashem Yisbarach Yochol, Behu Messiah La'adam. I'm sorry, let's take it back. But Tzarech Le'adam, a person needs to know. Ki Gam HaGvura Negan Yitzhara Rak B'Koach Hashem Yisbarach. Kedesiv Nosono Hashem Elokecha B'Yadecha. Even when we, right, a person goes through a difficult challenge, a difficult struggle, you know, let's say today, this morning, like you got out of bed and it was hard, you know, but you said, I'm going to go to the Chassidus Chabura and Chevra, and Chagiga, oh man, I'm missing this up, Chassidus Chagiga and Chevra, because I know it's important to me, and you get out of bed, right, and you do that, so that you feel good about that, you feel like, I did it, I won that battle, right? We got for you, don't worry. I won that battle! And you feel a sense of pride in that you did it. But the truth is, the Torah says it's Hanasano Hashem Lokecha Biyadecha, that even your ability to beat the Yetzer Hara also is from Hashem. That Hashem enabled you to do it. Right? And that's the Yad. Ashayar de Koach Haskavas Adon Kiksi Biyadecha. It was through your strength, it was your strength of will, it was your effort that enabled you to do it. Right, because it's biyadecha, Hashem put it in your hand. In kol zeh, Hashem kol yachol meseyed al mishiyeh b'derek kocha. Avshim Hashem yisbarach. Right, that it's a very interesting thing, and I'll tell you, it's not a pasuk. It says in the Torah that a person shouldn't say that, you know, kochi v'otzei miyadio. Also, as the chayal zeh, a person is successful. You have a successful business, and you get customers, and you do well, and things go well. You shouldn't say, it's all me, you know, I'm so successful, I'm so business savvy. No, you should give up. But what does it say? Why? Ki hu hanotein lecha koach la'asos chayil. Hashem gives you the strength to be successful. It doesn't say, it's from Hashem, it wasn't you. It's not that, oh, I didn't do anything, you know, I didn't put any effort in, I didn't accomplish anything, it was all God. No, it's you. You're the one that did it. But who gave you the ability to do it? God gave you that ability. You have God-given abilities that enable you to succeed in life. So it's that interesting combination. Hashem doesn't do a miracle and poof, you're successful. No, it has to be from you. But it's God that gives you the ability to use those strengths, to use those talents. So it's Hashem put it in your hand. It's in your hand, but it's from Hashem. Okay? I'm going to skip a little bit. V'aklal ki b'chol ma'aseh tov mitzvah. Yesh inyun hamasev hazaras hadavar Hashem yisbarach. Every single good thing that you do, there's an idea of returning it to God. What does returning it to God mean? On a simple level, you're not giving anything back to Him, right? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. What does it mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, acknowledging that, right? Not just thanking God for good things that happened to me, but thanking God for my accomplishments, for a mitzvah that I did. Saying, Hashem, thank you for enabling me to do this. Thank you for giving me the strength to do this. Right? Wow. Even if a person is an amazing thing, they don't return that to God. It's like they did nothing. He didn't return the agency to its owner. Meaning there's this idea that Hashem sent you as a messenger. But if a messenger forgets who sent him, then what's he here? Defeats the whole purpose. If God sent us to do mitzvos, to accomplish something in the world, but you get lost in that, and at some point you think it's just me, and I'm doing things for myself and by myself, so then what are you accomplishing? So, again, the idea here is that, on the one hand, we have this ability to find Hashem in everything, to take the captive from the Yetzer Hara, to find God where it wasn't apparent, and you uncover that you're going to the Sholem. At the same time, you have to know that when you do that, God gave you that ability, and it's your ability, you're doing it, but that's also from Hashem, and to acknowledge and return that back to your Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the real idea of the Muhammad versus the Yitzhara. Okay? Good stuff, Shkai. Okay. So, new recording for the...